And this news update is being brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. Good morning and happy Friday. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. In Huron County District Court, Richard Arnold Shaner has pleaded guilty to retail fraud in third degree before Judge Ferris. The charge stems from an incident on January 7th at Walmart in Bad Axe, where he admitted to removing items from packages and passing all points of purchase with the intent to leave without payment. As part of the plea agreement, Shaner will pay $64.94 in restitution. The court sentenced him to 12 months probation. Conditions include completing a Thinking Matters course by July 31st and performing 18 hours community service by September the 4th and being prohibited from Walmart premises in Bad Axe. Shaner is also responsible for fines and costs totaling $669.94, with the remaining balance of $354.94 after bond was applied, and that's all due by September 4th. A 10-day jail sentence was imposed but held in abeyance, meaning it will not be served unless probation terms are violated. And Thursday, in Huron County District Court, Brandon Joseph Shetler entered a guilty plea during a plea cutoff hearing. Shetler pleaded guilty to operating while visibly impaired and an added count of open intoxicants in a motor vehicle. This agreement led to the dismissal of the original OWI charge and a speeding violation and a civil infraction. The factual basis for the plea included Shetler operating a motor vehicle on March 18th in Caseville. He was pulled over for speeding, admitted to consuming vodka before driving, and failed sobriety test. Intoxilizer reports indicate a recorded blood alcohol content level of 0.191 and 0.194. A half-empty bottle of liquor with an broken seal was found in the vehicle. Judge Ferris accepted the guilty plea, dismissing the initial charges. Sentencing is scheduled for Thursday, May 14th at 9:30 a.m., following a probation interview. The court also approved the use of a SoberLink device for Shetler in place of random testing, with the understanding that random testing by a probation officer still remains possible. And Tuscola County Commissioners presented Lieutenant Steve Anderson of the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department a resolution honoring his years of service. He's retiring Saturday, April 18th, after 27 years with the Sheriff's Department. Anderson started with Sheriff's Department in 1998 in corrections, then moved to Road Patrol in 1999. In 2012, he was appointed as Tuscola County Emergency Manager, and he served in that position with professionalism, dedication, and an unwavering commitment to the safety of the county and its population. He helped with and coordinated numerous disasters and emergency events. Under his guidance, the county was awarded numerous grants, and he was awarded several honors. And we'll return after this word from our sponsor.
New free phones have arrived at Thumb Cellular. That's right, whether you're an Apple or Android user, there's a free phone for you at Thumb Cellular. The iPhone 17e and the Galaxy A17 have arrived. Totally yours, totally free. Can it get any better? Yes, it can. When you switch to Thumb Cellular or activate a new line, you'll also get a free month of service, giving you even more value right from day one. Thumb Cellular has friendly local service you can count on. Plus, you'll save even more with Thumb Cellular's straightforward unlimited plans, offering options for every budget and need. With a 45-day satisfaction guarantee, you can make the switch with confidence. A better network, a better value, and a better way to stay connected. But don't wait. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through June 30th, 2026. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb for 35 years.
And we're back with more news. Well, the Columbia River mystery's been solved. DNA testing has officially confirmed the human remains discovered in a vehicle submerged in the Columbia River belong to an Oregon family missing since 1958. This breakthrough concludes a nearly 70-year-old case that has baffled local investigators for generations. Recovery teams utilized advanced sonar and forensic genealogy to identify the site and the remains. Local authorities stated that while the discovery is somber, it finally provides closure to the surviving descendants and the community at large. And a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah has officially gone into effect, leading to celebrations in the streets of Beirut. Displaced residents in southern Lebanon have begun to trek back to their villages, despite reports of minor skirmishes along the border. The truce is intended to provide a window for humanitarian aid delivery and intensified diplomatic negotiations. International monitors are on the ground to oversee the cessation of hostilities and ensure the safety of returning civilians. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.
Sure Health. Making sure our patients are satisfied is our top priority. That's why we are so excited to announce that Sure Health, yes, your local choice for healthcare, was named to the top 20 in the entire country for critical access hospitals. Every year, the National Rural Health Association names the top 20 hospitals in America based on patient satisfaction, and you named us to this exclusive list. And not only were we in the top 20 in the United States, but the only hospital in the entire state of Michigan. So in short, thank you for trusting Sure Health with your health and wellness so much that we are now in the top 1.5% of all critical access hospitals across the entire United States. To begin your journey to better health and ultimate patient satisfaction, go to sure.org to find your primary care provider today. Sure Health, better life. And now, your top 20 critical access hospital in all of America.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.